You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Say chic. Hey, I'm Amelia. How are you this morning?
Oh, hello.
Nice to have you in the studio to chat about your brand new record, Banana Amelia, which is out today. How are you feeling?
I feel fantastic.
That's what we like to see. You've got a yellow shirt on. You're on the yellow mic.
I've got a yellow shirt on. I went out last night and had rhubarb champagne cocktails.
Ooh. Fitting.
And the cat woke me up at 4, but other than that, I'm great.
That is what we like to hear. Banana Amelia is the follow-up to Wow, which and the Wow Remixes album, of course, which took the student radio network by storm. And your singles have been doing that as well. You got a bunch of SRN noms under your belt for our awards this year. It's already off to a flying start. It's all coming up Millhouse, so to speak. What's your sort of plan to celebrate this?
Well, I don't know. I'm finding it all quite overwhelming because with Wow, I was like, I'm going to make some music and people are going to think I'm cool. And with this record, I was like, I'm going to make an album for me.
Yep.
And I don't know if anyone else is going to care about this or find it interesting at all. And I've been so overwhelmed by the response that I guess I'm going to have to go have a banana milkshake somewhere or something.
Yeah, exactly. We've spoken about this before, but with WoW, you were approaching a bunch of different ideas and kind of, you know, working through different types of electronic music that had been interesting to you on your mood board, I guess. Yeah. Banana Melia feels very much like a concept album in the sense that it's got a really cohesive sound across the whole thing. It also loops from finish to start again. Is that correct?
Yes. You have to do it. It overlaps with itself. So you would have to overlay them. I'm going to make a 10-hour version for YouTube. But
sick.
Yeah.
But this is like it does feel like one thought that you've expanded across the length of this record. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, can I get slightly dark?
Get dark.
I mean, I guess not dark, but like serious. So like making this album was kind of like a strange therapeutic thing for me because it came in the wake of one of my friends, Ruben Winter, passing away. And after that, I found it really difficult to make music. And then kind of like 6 months after that, I got diagnosed with arthritis. And I was like, oh, I can't just keep messing around on guitars forever.
Yeah.
Because my body is deteriorating. And so I kind of was like, well, I have to make something now.
Mm.
In case I never get to make anything again.
Jesus.
Yeah, I told you it was a little bit heavy. Obviously, it's not as end of the world as that, but that's kind of how you feel when you
I totally understand.
Diagnosed with the chronic pain disease.
Yeah.
And so kind of my way back into making music again was kind of like thinking about why I started making music and thinking back to like a very specific time in my life. So like in 2015... me and Ruben were living together in this big flat and I was kind of like starting to get interested in electronic music and he taught me how to use Ableton and I was obsessed with 90s Japanese music. And I kind of like dug back into all of that stuff and living in this kind of like big rundown villa in Sandringham. And I kind of just sat down and made the album a track at a time in order, like an insane person.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it is totally like kind of excavating something from my mind because I wanted to make this album in 2015, but I just couldn't.
Yes.
Because it's hard to make electronic music.
You have to learn the skills and do the, you know, mistakes before you can get to the thing that you've imagined in your head.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and it was really, yeah, really cathartic to make this record because like there is some guitar on the last track that is from my first ever Ableton project.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Colourbox, which has been a single, I started writing it then and had to, like, dig it out of this project where I had been trying to turn it into, like, a Hannah Diamond song. it was like, oh, no, that was never going to work.
One of the things that I really like about this record and I think is a shared obsession that you and Ruben both have or had is your kind of detail selection is very, you know, deliberate and particular, and you pick samples really wisely and you use sounds that are funny and fun in a way that isn't a gimmick. It doesn't feel like a gimmick. It feels so integral to the music, but it does kind of ultimately make the song feel joyful to listen to. What is it about that particular, I guess, ethos of music selection that's important to you? Because I know that is something that you do regularly.
I think for me, I just find, this is going to sound a little bit like, I guess, childish, but I find sounds really exciting.
Mm.
And I love listening to a track where something happens and you're just like, oh, oh, okay. And I think part of that goes just even into like how the drums work, because obviously it's like breakbeat music,
mm-hmm.
but I think we're seeing a lot more breakbeat music now and it's more like drum and bass influence, which is it has quite a regular rhythm, so mm-hmm. it'll have like a thing that repeats and then it'll do like a variation on every eighth, but this is way more like psycho than that. A lot of it is like trying to do a different cut every line. Yeah, just, I mean, I just love hearing something and feeling like surprised.
Mm.
Because I think when I first started making stuff, I was trying to recreate music where I would hear it and be like, I have no idea how you do that. I have just how that gets made. And I wanted to make something that sounded like I didn't know how it could be made.
that's a great, I guess, like mission statement for yourself. Just surprise yourself in the process as well a little bit.
Yeah, totally. And I think, I mean, some of that just comes back to me being like a rude dude. Like I'm just a natural contrarian and I can't help it. And if I hear a lot of something, I just want to do something else.
Yeah.
And I think that's partly why, I don't know, for me, this album sounds really different from Wow.
Yeah, I know. I completely agree. There's definitely through lines from the ideas you had in Wow. It's definitely an Amelia record in the sense that you could listen to something from Wow and listen to something from this and go, that's the same artist, of course. But there is a definite step up, I think, in the way that this sounds and the kind of shape of the way this record is as well. Maybe it's because you've called it Banana Amelia, but it's a very yellow, it's a very bright sort of record in my mind. And it feels very summery. We talk about albums feeling like songs of summer and stuff, but this one truly does feel like some weird Bahamas party that we're throwing.
Okay,
you know.
Well, that's a good score for me, because when I was making this record, I say this in like every interview, but I basically send everything to Alia, Baby Zion, off before anyone else gets to hear it to be like, is this actually music? And throughout the record, we were having a disagreement about whether it was a beach album or a snow album.
Oh, I see.
Because of like the bells and stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's score one for me, beach album.
was Alia gunning for the snow album?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could also see it as like a midwinter rave, maybe, but I think this is definitely a summer record for sure.
I really want to do a Christmas version of it where you just overdub sleigh bells like they used to do for like Aqua.
Yes.
You know, Aqua's whole album, the Christmas edition, every song just shh, 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 shh.
Oh, too good. I really love Maddie Van Staten's vocals across this record. She feels very integral to the way this has come together a little bit.
Yeah, totally. I think part of the whole like cathartic emotional part of making this album was like collaborating with people who I am really close to.
Yeah.
And I think it was kind of like, it kind of had to be Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
And also Hannah Renick does backing vocals on Colorbox, and that was really special because a band I used to be in, Polyester, Hannah did all the backing vocals on there.
Mm.
And so it was really cool to work with Hannah again.
Full circle moment a wee bit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
With the lyrics for something like Colorbox and the ya-ya-yas we just heard in the in the Say Chic track, is that all you, or do you kind of bounce ideas off Maddie when you're working on that stuff?
For this stuff, it's just me.
Yeah,
I just send a very terrible demo of me singing the song badly. And then Maddie does her better version.
it's really beautiful. This record is joyful, fun, and polished and gorgeous. I think people
are
going to love listening to this. It's up on Bandcamp today and it'll be on streaming probably tomorrow.
I think tomorrow, yeah. My personal recommendation, if you can't listen to it on vinyl, which is as it was kind of intended, which sounds... I don't care how it sounds. Please buy my record. But also, I have uploaded it in its entirety to YouTube, which is, I think, my other recommended way to listen to it, because it, all of the tracks flow seamlessly into each other, like a kind of like a DJ mix style thing.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to it as individual tracks, there'll be little gaps.
So go buy the record.
Go buy the record or pay me $7 on Bandcamp and then listen to it on YouTube.
Yeah, that's a good system. Also, good time to remind everyone that tomorrow is Bandcamp Friday. It's back. Somehow the month rolls around so fast. You can go to the Is It Bandcamp Friday Yet website. that's literally the URL, and it will tell you exactly what time it starts, and that's a really good time to buy music from Bandcamp because 100% of the money you spend goes directly to the artists. Bandcamp waives their fee, so go and support local music then. We're going to listen to Lemon Magnolia, but before we get into this track, I want to talk about the videos very briefly because you've been working with some amazing visual creative people. Say Chic, that we just listened to, Amelia, had sports team on the decks and Hamish Parkinson on the animation. What was the concept behind your kitchen stop motion vision there?
I mean, really, I just said, can you make something with stop motion and maybe puppets? And then they're like, yeah, I reckon. Yeah, and so they kind of like presented this idea, and like I sent them screenshots of the Ableton project so they could see where the instruments came in and out so that the fly could be singing at the appropriate times.
Yes.
And I was just kind of blown away because I think it's interesting, like when you, this is obvious, but when you make something yourself, you see every part of it being made.
Yes.
But working with someone on a video, if you're not in it, you don't know the stuff that happens. So you just see like a photo of a carrot.
Yes.
You just see an animated mouth movement. And then at a certain point, you suddenly get sent this like shiny, beautiful finished thing and you cry because a beautiful bubble diva is singing your song.
I love it. And I also love Simon Ward's video for Colourbox, which is just gorgeous. Different type of animation.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that was a dream come true for me. I love Simon's work and I feel like I was really nervous meeting Simon because I was like, he's so cool. But it turned out we were just the same kind of nerd. Immediately started talking about like obscure New Zealand television shows and folk horror movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Friends who can do that type of thing. Speaking of friends, who did the album art?
Oh, did you? I'm like, before we play the song, I need to shout some people out. But I hear, but you're totally on it, Rachel. Joe Locke from PHF did the album art, which was really special. I was like making the thing and I was like, I'm just going to make some album art. And then I started doing it and I was like, I should get someone else to make that album art. And I feel like it kind of had to be Joe. Like for me, this album is very like placed like here in like Auckland in New Zealand, and I feel like Joe's art is like the coolest version of something that specifically like only exists here.
Hard out.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful project, Amelia. Thank you for sharing it with us. Go buy it from Bandcamp. Amelia.bandcamp.com. Get yourself a nice shiny bit of vinyl, which is in local record stores as well.
You can go grab it at Flying Out. And I should probably take some to some other ones. Just before we listen to the song, can I say maybe the biggest thank you to Zach Arnold from Sun Return.
Hard out.
Because without him, this record would not exist. Love Sun Return.
Love Sun Return. Love Zach. Let's listen to Lemon Magnolia from Banana Melia by Amelia. Here we go.
It's finally out. We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.